Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
Back now on the morning show. Never know what's going to happen. Robbie Sikowski. He is the president of the St. Clair County Agricultural Society. We're talking about some of the events that are going to be happening out at the 4-H Fair, which gets underway on Monday. And I'm sorry that our phone connection wasn't working too well, but hopefully we got that issue resolved. Rob, welcome back.
Technology challenges, you know?
Yeah. So Monday you started talking about some of the monster truck shows and that sort of thing. So let's take it from there.
Yeah, so that's actually the Tuesday is going to be the monster trucks. We've got 8 trucks this year, which is more than a lot of the other shows locally. So 8 trucks is a pretty big show, so we're excited about that. And then on Wednesday night, we're doing something entirely different that we haven't tried before. We're calling it Crazy Chaotic Cars, but we're going to have a couple different type of races. One's going to be a blindfolded driver race where they use a passenger to kind of help guide them while the driver is blindfolded. Then we're going to do some races that are backwards only. And then a tag team demolition derby. So we'll see how all those things go. It'll be interesting to watch them from a spectator standpoint. Then Thursday, we have our truck and tractor pull along with our livestock auction. Friday, we have our bump and run. And then Saturday, we'll do the figure eight and demo derby.
So awesome. Those are all in the grandstands, of course, out there at Goodalls County Park. I know a lot of folks also equate the 4-H fair to the barns out there. You mentioned the livestock auction, but you have all animals being shown basically all week long, right?
Yeah, those shows will start on Sunday. We'll start showing the animals. Those will go all the way through Friday as far as the animal shows go.
And then it's the 4-H and youth fair. So not just animals, but all sorts of kind of 4-H stuff is going to be on display there as well.
Yeah, so you'll have we call them our still exhibit projects. Those are things like photography, cake decorating, baking, cooking, all those sorts of things will be also shown out there.
I used to participate.
And, of course, there's food.
Yeah, oh, there's a lot of food. Yeah, I used to participate in the fair when I was young, and I remember all that kind of cool stuff. These projects are things that really the folks have been working on almost all year long, or at least maybe in this case, maybe 2 years long with the 4-H fair and all of the 4-H members from across the county.
Yeah, so it really starts in their 4-H clubs where they'll work on these projects. It can be multi-year projects. You know, they're bringing their projects out to the fair to have them evaluated. And like you said, they've been working on them sometimes for a year, and then they take basically the information we give back to them or the feedback on their projects, and then they continue to work on them and bring them back the following year and just continue to develop in those areas. So sometimes it's a 1 year thing. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 years where they're working on different projects.
You mentioned food. So what kind of food can we expect to see out at the 4-H fair?
Well, we've got 29 food vendors. We've got some new ones. We've got some barbecue. We've got obviously your staples, your elephant ears, candy apples, that sort of thing. But you also got corn dogs, fajitas, all kinds of things to try and enjoy out there.
Carnival back this year?
It is, yeah. Carnival's going to be back. They've had a busy year so far. They said that attendance at their events has been really strong, and we're looking forward to having them. They started dropping off their equipment earlier this week, and they'll be setting up Monday morning and ready to go about 5 o'clock Monday afternoon.
So what are the hours for the St. Clair County 4-H and Youth Fair out at Goodalls County Park?
Basically, it's from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m., and there'll be different activities going on throughout those times.
So, and that's Monday through Sunday?
Monday through Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Monday through Saturday, Goodalls County Park. How much does that cost, Rob?
So it's $9 a person for anyone over 8, or you can go with a carload, and it's $25 for a carload, and that's however many people can fit into that vehicle. And that's going to include your parking. That's going to include your admission to the fair. That's going to include the entertainment. The only thing that doesn't include is the carnival. And there's each day we have separate deals going on for the carnival.
All right. Best deal in town with the carload price there. to get into the fair.
It's a really good deal. Yeah.
So one more time, Rob, we got Robert Yusikowski on the line. You are the president of the St. Clair County Agricultural Society, putting on the 4-H and Youth Fair. Gets underway on Monday. And walk us through a couple more of those highlights that are happening next week one more time for the listeners, Rob.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, you got your monster trucks. Wednesday, you've got that crazy car races. Thursday, we've got our livestock auction. Saturday, we'll have our figure eights and demo derby. So every night, we've got something going on. And the weather's looking good, so I think we're in for a good week.
Awesome. Sounds good. And if people want more information on that schedule, where can they go to find that?
Yep, we've got it on our website, stclaircounty4hfair.org.
Perfect. Since I got you on the line, Robert, Rob Yusikowski, again, president of the St. Clair County Agricultural Society, also supervisor of Kimball Township. How's things going in Kimball Township?
Things are good there. Yeah, we just applied for our American Rescue Act funds, so we should be receiving that here within the next couple of weeks. Our township's going to get about $450,000 in this. They call them, there's two tranches, so one this year, one next year. So we'll get $450,000 each year. So we're looking forward to that and being able to do some things for the community.
Awesome. Yeah, I know a lot of communities are, they vary from, like you said, a few hundred thousand dollars to millions of dollars, and just trying to figure out the right way to use that money and what you can and can't use that for. So
exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Rob Yusikowski, thanks
so
much.
Limitations on it, but yeah, we're looking forward to being able to use that.
Next week is the busiest week of the year in St. Clair County, for sure. We got the activities happening here in town with all the Boat Week stuff. And then, of course, we've got the County Fair, Goodalls County Park, St. Clair County 4-H and Youth Fair. It's going to be a busy, busy week next week. I know for you especially, Rob. Thanks for making some time for us on WPHM, and good luck with the fair.
All right. Thanks, Caleb.
Rob Yusikowski on 1380 WPHM, Caleb in for Paul, 923 now on WPHM.